It's a wake-up call, 107.9 The End. Why are we talking about people getting banned from places? I'll tell you, and it's not a wrestling story, but it involves a wrestler. There's this country music festival that put up, like, the prohibited items list, like things that are banned from being here, and has things like prohibited, bad attitudes, selfie sticks, audio recording equipment, laser pointers, pens, stuff like that. And also on the list is... on the prohibited list, alongside water guns and inline skates, is WWE superstar Seth Rollins. Now, he's just a wrestler. I don't know why, but this is the second country music festival he's been banned from.
That's awesome.
And we don't
know why. Sounds like he wins.
But here's the question we have for you guys.
How do I get banned from country music festivals? That's the answer to that question.
Well, I think step one is you have to go to country music festivals.
In all honesty.
Do I?
He had a response tweet. He had a response tweet to this that said, "I don't know what I did to get banned, but thank you."
Yeah.
That was his response to it. Let's find out how Tracy was banned from what is now Six Flags Discovery Kingdom. Used to be Marine World, right?
Yeah, it used to be Marine World.
You were banned for what?
Swearing.
Swearing. You know, dolphins can't handle obscene language. Or was it because of the people around you?
No, basically it was a he said, she said. I did something. I said, "This is ridiculous." The lady thought I said, "This is BS." Called the manager and told her I swore at her.
Whoa. All right. And the dolphin backed him up. all right. Hey, thank you for calling. Eduardo, where were you banned from?
Costco.
Costco?
For what?
Yeah, not from taking too many free samples, but from stealing a video game.
You stole a video game. You can't play those video games because they're in those hard plastic boxes.
Well, before, this was over 10 years ago, and it was a PC game. So my brother used me to, like, as a, like, a hiding, because I had a really white back. So he used me to hide. And on our way to the bathroom, some guy just taps me on the shoulder. He's like, "Hey, man, get my game back." I was like, "Yeah."
And you got banned. So they, like, they took him out in one of those boxes they give people to put their stuff in.
10 years, no Costco. How's it been?
No, I was 14, and they banned me till I was 18.
Oh, so it was a four-year ban. Well, buddy, you can go back now.
Yeah,
well, maybe it just brings up bad memories.
Here's a couple from Facebook I got yesterday. This is sweet. Nina says, "I got banned from a movie theater when an usher caught me having sex with my then-boyfriend." The ban got lifted when that usher and I started dating.
The ban got lifted.
We've been married 26 years now.
Wow.
That's crazy,
so,
isn't it?
So that's an interesting scenario. Daddy, how did you meet mommy? I caught her having sex with someone else.
That's great. You're banned from
asking. We love each other so much.
Yeah.
You're banned from asking questions to your parents ever, ever again. Michelle, you're banned from?
The Little League Park.
I'm sorry, what? The Little League Park?
The Little League Park.
What did you do?
I can guess. Can I guess what you did?
Yes.
You started yelling at an umpire.
Yes.
Yeah, it was an umpire.
What's wrong with you?
How long are you banned?
I was banned forever. So we just changed leagues.
Well, there you go.
And are you banned from that one?
No, I've learned to
control yourself.
Properly argue the call.
Okay, oh, good.
Were you even a coach or just a parent?
I was a teen mom.
Teen mom.
Oh my God.
This is the one I was referencing before. Armand on Facebook, "I'm banned from the Staggering Ox in Helena, Montana." And then it just says, "F that guy."
Wait.
I don't know what that is.
What does that mean? I mean, that's a bar, right?
I'm assuming it's not a clothing store. It sounds like a bar. We can look it up if we want. But
what's it called?
The Staggering Ox.
The Staggering Ox.
Staggering Ox in Helena, Montana. It just says, "F that guy." So I'm assuming there was a fight. I don't know why you'd need to be banned unless he used to live. Maybe he left. Who knows? Thank you for calling, though, Michelle. Let's talk to Via. Via, good morning. What were you banned from?
I was banned from a photo, like a 24-hour photo. I had an anxiety attack about how my photos were going to come out, and they told me don't ever come back.
Oh, my God, that's not very nice.
You're causing nothing but trouble
this
here.
This was about 10 years ago. I was really young and, like, you know, particular about my photos. And then I was like, "I don't like this and I don't like that. I'm worried about being sweaty and hot." And
oh, my God.
They're like, "You know what, ma'am? Just don't ever come back here."
You're just a pain in the ass customer is what they said. Do we find anything out about the Staggering Ox?
I think it's a gay bar.
Is it?
Yeah, I think it's a gay bar.
I mean, I feel like getting banned from a bar is almost too easy.
Well, but I just like
but a gay bar. Well, I mean, it just seems like their threshold for shenanigans is very high.
It changes.
I don't know. Maybe if every time he went there, he vomited on himself or something.
It also changes the meaning of what I thought F that guy meant.
Oh.
Get it.
Good one.
Paul said, I got banned. Well, he says, first, he got banned from Denny's. He says, I was a server at Denny's, and you're not supposed to engage the drunk customers, but one guy was getting out of hand and took a swing at me. I took him down and put him to sleep with a chokehold. I practiced jujitsu. He got arrested and pressed charges against me. I got fired and banned from ever going into that Denny's again. Charges were dropped.
Really? I would have thought that's a very acceptable behavior at Denny's.
No.
Nicole says, my father got banned from Disneyland in the 1980s for apparently calling a costume character the C word.
Oh, man. That's just all. Is it Chip? If it's Chip, it's okay.
No. Oh, because it's a C word?
No, because that's his name.
Oh, okay.
And Joe put on Facebook, I got banned from Nintendo's Pokemon message board. The more people you have registered as friends in your 3DS, the wider variety of Pokemon you can catch. So I made a post stating I needed more Pokemon friends, and an admin banned me for, quote, solicitation of minors.
Oh, goes, my God.
He said, seriously, no joke. What the heck? So, yeah, hell, this is crazy. So, anyway, we got to do this again. We've done this in the past, and
I didn't think
fun.
So many people would have been banned from so many wonderful places.
Right, yeah.
You're on the list, too. But you have to check your email. That one just came out.
Oh, no.
From this past
weekend.
Is it
this building? Katie, you're being fired, but we're calling it a ban.
Absolutely.